Howdy, regulars. This is Regular Dispatch 57. It is July 17th, 2020. I've got another edition of James Clear's weekly newsletter, 321, and I will read it now. Three ideas from me. One, it is better to start as a fool and learn from your mistakes than to fake being a genius and ignore your errors. Two, be forgiving with your past self. Be strict with your present self. Be flexible with your future self. Three, action forces prioritization. If you're stuck deciding between options, force yourself to act. You can only act on one thing at a time, which means you'll have to make something the top priority. Even if you pick wrong, you'll learn something. Two, quotes from others. The first, writer Maya Angelou on complaining. Sister, there are people who went to sleep all over the world last night, poor and rich and white and black, but they will never wake again. Sister, those who expected to rise did not. Their beds became their cooling boards, and their blankets became their winding sheets. And those dead folks would give anything, anything at all, for just 5 minutes of this. So you watch yourself about complaining, sister. What you're supposed to do when you don't like a thing is change it. If you can't change it, change the way you think about it. Don't complain. And the second, entrepreneur Colin Dowling on how to get better at sales. One, sales is a lot like golf. You can make it so complicated as to be impossible, or you can simply walk up and hit the ball. I've been leading and building sales orgs for almost 20 years, and my advice is to walk up and hit the ball. Two, sales is about people, and it's about problem solving. It's not about solutions or technology or chemicals or lines of code or artichokes. It's about people, and it's about solving problems. Three, people buy four things and four things only, ever. Those four things are time, money, sex, and approval of peace of mind. If you try selling something other than those four things, you will fail. Four, people buy aspirin always. They buy vitamins only occasionally and at unpredictable times. Sell aspirin. Five, I say in every talk I give, all things being equal, people buy from their friends. So make everything else equal, then go make a lot of friends. Six, being valuable and useful is all you ever need to do to sell things. Help people out. Send interesting posts. Write birthday cards. Record videos sharing your ideas for growing their business. Introduce people who would benefit from knowing each other, then get out of the way, expecting nothing in return. Do this consistently and authentically, and people will find ways to give you money, I promise. Seven, no one cares about your quota, your payroll, your OPEX, your burn rate, etc. No one. They care about the problem you are solving for them. There is more than $100 trillion in the global economy just waiting for you to breathe it in. Good luck. That's it. I think I read one of these before in a dispatch in the 20s. No, here it is. Looks like it was 17. So you can hear another one of these at regular.fm/17. This will be at regular.fm/57. It's cool that the numbers keep climbing. I just keep recording these on the weekdays. In this short little email newsletter, he obviously touches on a lot of our recent themes, failing, acting. I personally really like the idea that taking action forces you to prioritize. It's a nice trick. It's a helpful thought. Because the way we tend to work now and the way that certainly people I know from around the regulars, everybody's all these interesting hybrid composites of all these projects and things they do in their job, in their career, on the side, side hustles, and all that kind of stuff. And so it can be wearying, bewildering to try to decide what to do next. Part of the point is just pick something up and get started. Maybe change your mind, but at least you've started moving and to Clear's point here, maybe you learned something, even if you picked something that's not technically the right priority. If you just imagine, too, how much time you're going to spend on this prioritization over the next year, if instead what you were really doing was just rolling up your sleeves and absolutely getting to work. Somewhere, I'll find it one of these days, Wendell Berry's got a great quote. It might be in his famous speech in the 70s, arguing with, debating with the head of the USDA. And he says something about, you know, in our modern culture, we spend an awful lot of time trying to avoid work. And if we would just get right to it and get to work, we would find that we would enjoy it. And that we're trying to avoid sweat in particular. He's a farmer. So he's talking about a very, you know, physical kind of work often. And says, you know, it's actually a very enjoyable pursuit. So that's also quite interesting. And sort of relensing sales too as helping other people and helping solve their problems and just adding value. Great stuff. Love that, James Clear. I couldn't recommend Atomic Habits, his book, more highly. And I really do. I'll put a link here so you can go subscribe to this email newsletter. It's so short and it's so useful. And I always get something from it. And it's just interesting how much of this week's coheres with what we've been talking about lately. Also, the middle portion, Maya Angelou, to never complain. It's an interesting challenge. All of modern media seems built on complaining. These are professional complainers. That's what literally what they do all the time, and they get paid handsomely for it. And we all entertain ourselves by watching other people complain. That's annoying and useless. It's vain in every sense of the word. What Angelou has here is, if there's something you don't like, change it. And if you can't change it, change the way you think about it, but don't complain. That's also an action first, action oriented approach to living and being alive. And what she's confronting here too, what she puts on the table, is to take a moment and think about how many people went to bed last night and they simply didn't wake up. And that's coming for all of us. Don't ask for whom the bell tolls for thee. It's coming to all of us. So we shouldn't spend that time complaining. Useless. Useless. And the world needs changing, always. It's an ever-evolving thing. It's an ever-imperfect thing. It needs changing. So it needs people that will break out of the complaining and take action and help, and then do it again, and then do it again, and then do it again. It's great. And saying sales is like golf and you can make it overcomplicated. Another really cool passage here. Very talent code, and deep and deliberate practice and all those kinds of things. And on golf, like I could do weeks on golf. I don't even play golf that much anymore. Every once in a while I get a feeling like I might go pick up the golf clubs. I still have. I've retained the golf clubs. They sit in the garage. They are never touched. I've literally played two rounds of golf in the last 10 or 15 years. I used to play quite a bit, and it is complicated. You can overcomplicate it, and it is so instructive, per James Clear here and Daniel Coyle, Talent Code, and all kinds of stuff. You study golf, just like if you study any discipline, but perhaps golf in particular is instructive. Like, you can read Harvey Penick's books, famous golf instructor who lived in Austin, or Ben Hogan's Mastering the Fundamentals of Golf, that kind of thing. And it's just fascinating how they, you know, you have to get the stance right and the grip right. And then only then do you begin to worry about the swing and all the principles of learning something and breaking it down and chunking it, as we discussed recently, and then practicing it deliberately, very focused fashion, over and over. The brutal thing about golf is, of course, you're on your own. Can't blame it on the defense. Can't blame it on your teammates. It's just you and this open land. And if it didn't work out, you don't have very far to look for the reasons why it's not good. It's very clear why it's not good. It's not good because you're not good. You're not good yet. It's a humbling game. It's a humbling game. So maybe I should pick up the clubs again and give it a try. I've been wondering if I should reach out to some of the regulars and ask if we couldn't get golf game going. I was thinking of that too recently when reading about Gary Shandling and his Saturday basketball games. For the record, it's barely past 6 in the morning. I did get up quite early, had a good hour so far in the day, or a little more, and it feels good to have this knocked out for the day. It also feels good. I have a bunch of things that I would like to cover in the very near future, more than I can get to. So that kind of backlog in my mind is a good sign. And I'm still working on getting ready to do a bunch of these interviews and publishing those here for y'all as well. And hoping to interview a bunch of you. Thanks, y'all. Have a great day and a good weekend.